Simple.
Well, hello, Monday. Seems like you were a ways away, and here you are. Not even 20. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
Jay Anthony Brown.
There he is. What is going on, everybody? I'll be in Birmingham this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and
Sunday. Boy, you're doing the Alabama run, huh?
Huntsville last night. Thank you, Huntsville. Had a great time.
Yeah.
And then Birmingham this coming weekend?
Yeah, I'm doing the Alabama run.
31-1-2?
31-1-2.
Yeah.
But we're going to be on the road this week, too.
Oh, yeah. We're somewhere Friday. Where we got to go?
Friday. We got to go to Miami.
And Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. The Urban League, National Urban League Convention is this weekend. And so Friday we do the show from Miami.
Yay.
And then are we back on the bus?
And then we're back on the road the following week.
We're back on the bus?
The following week we go to Atlanta.
Atlanta?
And then we do a full week on the road.
All right.
Where are we going? What's the stop, Sibyl? You know.
I don't know. Just know the first one's Atlanta.
What's the second
one? Once you get to Atlanta, then
if I make it there, I'm good. Huh?
Yeah. And we end up in Jacksonville.
Okay. That's good.
More details coming when they give it to us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because you know what? I should know, but it's so much.
After a while, they start to run together, huh? Please?
And they give it to me on a need to know basis.
It's kind of piecemeal, as they like to say.
And my need to know day is Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Where am I going to be the next day?
Where am I going to be for the next week? They give it to me on Tuesday. So this is just Monday to, Wednesday, I'll have some details for you. But I can tell you this, we're going to be in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, for the National Urban League Convention on Friday. And then we're going to Atlanta. It's a flashback.
Yeah, flashback weekend.
We'll be there for flashback. Yeah. And then after that, I'll let you know on Wednesday. Okay. All right. Sad news. Bobby Christina. She died.
Not unexpected. It was just a question of when.
6 months it's been.
Since January 31st, when... she first was discovered and then went into the hospital, into a coma, and taken off of her meds, taken to a hospice, and it was a watch.
Yeah. And although it's been 6 months and we've been expecting it, it was still, unexpectedly sad for me. I don't know.
I don't know if it was unexpectedly sad, but it was sad.
I wasn't expecting to be this sad because it's been so
long.
But when I heard the news, it was like, I wasn't expecting to be as sad as I was. Mm. I don't know about you, but
no, I this whole thing has just been terribly sad.
Yeah.
And because we've been talking about it so long, and just kind of it was the sad part was the watch and the waiting, because that's really difficult. And you think
that's
about people.
That's why I said I was unexpectedly sad, because we were sad when we were watching and waiting, and then when it finally happened, I wasn't expecting to be as sad as I was. Yeah.
Miss Sissy Houston and Bobby and of course all of Whitney's people and her sister-in-law Pat and those are the names that we know, that the people who've been in the forefront of all this. But it's just really sad. Yeah.
And Sandra Bland, her funeral was
Saturday.
Saturday. Over the weekend in Chicago, the lady that died after a traffic stop and was arrested and committed suicide.
Yeah.
There were dozens of people that protested outside of the state trooper's home. And here's another woman in Houston, arrested by the Houston PD, 29 years old, white female, died in police custody.
Now, the interesting thing will be, how will this be handled? Because we have another 29-year-old woman, this time a white woman, and how this case will be different from the Sandra Bland case and how they take care of business here.
They say she was talkative on the way to the jail. Mm-hmm. But then once she got to the jail, she was dead.
Yeah.
Hmm. So.
It's just so sad. It's just such a sad time.
It is.
It really is.
First part of 2016. This is we're at the end of month 7.
Yeah. Hmm. And all the things that have happened this year, and just when you think.
I know.
It can't get any sadder. The funerals will be held today. They had a service last night and the services today for the two women that were killed in Louisiana in the movie theater shooting. And still more information coming out about that man and all of his history of mental issues.
Okay. All right. Trump. Donald Trump.
Now you want some hilarity. Okay, Jay.
Well, they're not laughing. The Republicans damn sure ain't laughing.
So. Well, but everybody else
they
is getting a chuckle.
They haven't figured it out yet.
Everybody's laughing at the Republicans. Donald Trump is way ahead. Sybil, this is how the Republicans feel, huh?
And talking to Republicans, I didn't realize there was so much animosity, but it seems as though that Donald Trump is saying what a lot of Republicans have been talking about and keeping it on the low.
So this is how Republicans really feel, huh?
This is really how they're feeling.
This is how,
Dang.
Yeah, this is the latest polls are out, and these are after, you know, he came out against John McCain.
I was talking to Reverend Al, and I said, Reverend Al, are the polls right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. Oh, go ahead.
He said, yes and no. He said, the polls, they're polling old Republicans, mm-hmm. older people that are Republicans, not the younger ones. Mm-hmm. And because they call home phones.
Right, and nobody young has a landline.
Nobody under 50 has a landline.
Yeah.
So what you have in these polls are polls where they're talking to older Republicans. Mm-hmm. 50 and older. Are they the majority?
Are they the majority
of the voting Republicans?
No disrespect to Reverend Al. He might have his do-rag on too tight because I see young people there at the Trump rally. There's a lot of young people. That's how they think. That's
well,
what
they are.
About.
They're coming
they
out, Jay.
What he's saying.
Yeah. But to Tom's point, the whole polling thing is skewed because of the lack of landlines in a lot of these homes. So what you're getting now is a really good representation because you're getting the people who are going out, mm-hmm. which is the young people, as Jay says, mm-hmm. and you're getting the polling results of the people who are at home. And that's the older people with the mm-hmm. with the phone lines.
Okay. Meanwhile, Spellman said, Bill Cosby,
here's your money.
Here's your money back.
They gave the money back?
What's left
of it.
That, remember, we were talking about that last week.
Wow.
So where's the money? If you want to take his name off, where's the money? And Spellman
said... They shouldn't have to send the money back.
Well,
they're doing it. That's what they're doing. They decided to give the money back.
They need the money.
Everybody
yeah, needs
all these schools.
All these schools need the money. I know Spellman is probably the best of all HBCUs. They charge more than any other HBCU for tuition, but they ain't got no money to be giving back now.
Okay, you may not, but sometimes, you know, standing on principle is enough, and that is what they're
again,
doing.
Again, so, well, no disrespect to Spellman, but that's not representative of a real black woman to give money back. I mean, come on.
It is an all-girls school.
It's an all-girls school. It's an all-women's college.
Okay. I'm just trying to tell you, I'm telling you about a guy who's lost a lot of money to a black woman, and I ain't got none of it back. And until that...